Riff Raff, happy International Girls Day.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
With 42 degrees this morning, we are considerably warmer. This time yesterday, we were in the mid-20s. What a difference. There is rain on the radar. A lot of the rain that is actually on the radar right now is not hitting the ground at the moment. The atmosphere has to moisten up a little bit. It'll be a cloudy day, kind of a dismal day with a high in the upper 40s, but the rain will develop and start falling later on this afternoon and become more concentrated this evening and tonight. A little low-pressure system moving along the northern Gulf Coast. Tonight's low 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain early in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Still chilly. High around 50. Mid-30s tomorrow night, and then the weekend is brighter and nicer. Starts off chilly in the morning, but low 60s Saturday, closer to the mid-60s on Sunday, and still mostly dry, even through the day Monday, I think. I've got a tiny rain chance, under 20%. Right now, this morning, let's see, we got the new stuff from the airport here. Cloudy skies, northeast winds at 8 miles per hour. It's 42 degrees at 7:02. You know, our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if you called them right now at 264-9666, they'll answer the phone and they're ready to serve you. In fact, even in the middle of the night, even on the middle of a holiday, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, we've all been in situations where, all right, there is a leak, a major leak now in the kitchen, or there is problems in the bathroom with either the toilet or a stopped-up sink. All right, so they're ready to take care of your problems and they're very professional. They pick up the phone and call you and tell you they're on their way out. And then they'll sit down, assess the problem, and tell you what the problem is and how much it's going to cost. And in just a few minutes, it's all done. Very professional. Because I used to deal with not necessarily unscrupulous plumbing folks, but folks that charge all kinds of exorbitant fees for after-hours call. But they don't do that at Plumbing by Luke Wire. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
As further proof that we're not afraid to tackle the heavy subjects on this show, here's the question we will engage on a little bit later. Uh-huh. When you load a dishwasher, should the silverware point up or down?
Down.
Down.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Why is it even a question?
I'll tell you what, yeah, and the reason I do that is mostly out of safety sake.
Yes.
Yeah, because
the first time you reach and you have stabbed the palm of your hand with a knife you didn't notice.
Yeah.
It hurts like hell.
Or a fork.
Yeah.
All right, how about that?
Never enjoy getting
fork, yes. Forked. What about the toilet paper thing? It's
over the top.
Over the top, right?
Over the top, yeah. I mean, I personally, when I go to someone's house and see their bathroom.
Do you switch it?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Okay.
That would be, it's not stealing, but it's kind of invasive. I just make note of that for future reference.
Yeah, okay.
When they do something dumb, I remember they're the person that has
thought I knew them well.
Paper on yeah, back
right.
Yeah.
Well, this is also the house.
And I punish them.
Punish or punch? Which one was it?
Penny. 7:05. Let's see how the roads are moving.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we get into the 7 o'clock hour, school zones are in effect. Watch out for the buses and the kids this morning. We're seeing a lot more cars on the boulevard this hour. We've got I-65 and 85 rolling smooth right now. We're waiting on that big push out of Prattville, but we're still a few minutes out from that. 231, a lot more cars on it coming inbound. And Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard, we're a little busy at that intersection. No accidents anywhere. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. Everything seems to be rolling smooth right now. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll bank them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Little hybrid Harley burns
any gas. Burns any
gas. Gonna save lots of cash.
Well, my new car has a battery. myself, so I can tell those Arabs to go to hell. Just listen up, all of you OPEC chumps. I'm gonna flip the bird as I drive past the pumps.
With my little hybrid, I won't buy as much oil.
Well, with gas trending down back to $2.10 a gallon and under $2 in some states. Here's the latest in electric car development.
You drive an electric car, but most electric cars look like all other cars. So no one will actually know how environmentally responsible you are. Until now. Introducing the Bulb. The first electric car that looks like an electric car. With its aerodynamic shape that looks just like a giant light bulb on top of four tires, there'll be no mistaking what kind of car you're driving. And it gets 75 miles to the lumen.
What the hell is that?
You'll be the envy of your eco-friendly neighborhood with the Bulb.
The Bulb is made only of thin glass containing argon and nitrogen and may explode or shatter easily. Could be deadly if hit by another car or even a shopping cart. Always wear a helmet and football pads when driving the Bulb. Not responsible for possible electrocution while driving.
Interesting note from listener Bolt.
Yeah.
He says, hey man, don't worry, nobody deleted or unfriended you or anything. I just deleted my Facebook account. That's likely why you had an opening.
Bolt has done that on more than one occasion.
Yeah. You said there's always a way to find out who unfriended you, but I've never...
There is a way? What?
There is a way?
Not that
you
enough.
Told me that, Jake.
I did?
I was not loaded.
That was not loaded.
I don't remember ever saying that to you, though.
Bolt.
Because I'm not sure exactly how.
Bolt's on and off on
I'm
Facebook.
At the age where I remember things that didn't actually
But you
happen.
Got 5,000 people, and I have no idea how I would keep up with that.
No. My personal account, I don't know how many I have, but I...
So how many you have?
They're all people I know.
You could have 500,000 if you wanted.
Well, the Facebook has 38,000, but...
I'm not all that likable.
But what do I have?
No, you are. It's just that you are using a personal page rather than using whatever Rich uses.
It's too late to turn back now.
It's a Facebook group. Too late to turn back now. I believe.
709.
All day in
the... We have been accomplishing a bit of a jewelry miracle in our family as Janelle is going through the process of getting rid of all the wedding jewelry so she can reinvent herself. She's got a personal trainer.
Wow.
She says, I am on a mission. That's where she is almost a year to the day where she got the horrendous news. So part of that is, you know, why would you want to keep that anyway? It's just going to remind you of a cheater. So we have turned in some great jewelry from Brian Jewelry. And she did the shopping online. And I expect to hear from Lynn today, I think, because the last remaining piece is coming in. The website really does a great job of displaying not only their selection, but how wide and far it is. You can learn about diamonds. They have a lot of educational material there. And going to the store, though, is where you meet the people that can help you make just the right gift choice because they've got 6 decades plus of experience doing that. And if you can't find what you want, they can create it. So you really only have to go one place for the jewelry that you want to gift this Christmas time. Or as Rich mentioned just a few moments back, Valentine's Day is 92 days away.
Right.
I mean, that's 3 months. You know that's going to be here before you know it. So stop by and see Lynn and the team at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Or online at brianjewelry.com. Join the club. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more as we welcome Greg to the show.
Hey, how about you, Greg?
What's up?
One question. I don't know if y'all heard this or not or anything or fake news on Facebook, which you can't believe but half what you hear there. Posted that Dwayne The Rock Johnson died today.
No,
I don't think so.
I hadn't heard it either.
We would have gotten that.
That. Yeah. However, that is something that happens.
It happens frequently that word like that gets out.
But that did not happen.
Yeah.
Right. I figured that was just fake news because I'd have heard it on.
That would have been,
you know, some of the other news reports. Y'all would have caught it across the wire probably.
Well, you want real news? Come here, man. That's where you give you the truth every single time.
There you go. I get the real news from Greg Budell.
you made my day with that. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Hey, thank y'all.
You remember the bells when you'd hear Bing, bing, bing.
Yes.
You know, on the we used to have AP, UPI.
And, we all knew when Nixon was resigning. Yeah. I was working at WIND, Chicago.
Did you get how many bells?
Ten.
Ten bells.
And that's what they do for the biggest of biggest
Kennedy,
stories.
Ten bells.
And we all knew, though, the time it was coming. Kennedy, nobody had a forewarning on that.
Right.
So I was standing by that machine at 9 o'clock, ding, 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 count of 10.
Did you ever see when it's in the middle of a story, it's a long story printing, and then it goes break, it
break.
Says break, and then they break.
I have some of that copy
That's
left.
Pretty cool.
I think it's in my Rubbermaid tub.
I got it.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven local news, and then random facts coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai announced it will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. This is a $410 million expansion project that will create 200 new jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs in the area. Selma City officials say there are six candidates for police chief, and they hope to cut that number in half in the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a deadly fire in the 6300 block of Willow Glen Court. Officials say a 72-year-old man died after being taken to a UAB hospital. Investigators believe a propane-powered space heater was the cause of the fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect. With best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Still occur. I think this is
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On November 14th, 1840, the world welcomed French impressionist Claude Monet.
Hasta la vista, landscape.
No, an impression.
Wait till you get a load of my Jack Nicholson.
That's not...
You idiot. Check out these variations of color, huh?
No, a French impressionist painter.
Would you like to hear my Bob Ross? It's very good.
Close enough. Claude Monet, a star is born.
And now,
here he comes now, making Monet Monet for doing
random facts.
Monet.
Good. You're all welcome.
Thank I like that one.
Yeah, good.
I like that one.
It's good. Where do you get them?
Spends weeks pouring over things, and then
you want some happy music for your facts? Here's Jay with today's random facts.
Yes, now here's a random fact.
Sounds
about
like something
death.
Else I saw. By the way, the Disney Plus thing, I was talking about all the old things that are on there. Right. Even stuff from the 1940s, the Mickey Mouse shorts.
Oh, yeah.
From the 1940s, the Silly Symphonies that they did as well. I mean, just everything is on there.
Spinning Marty, too.
I don't know if that was a Disney thing, sure.
I heard that they have National Geographic stuff, too.
They do, yes.
So that would be really good.
Yes, they do. What was I going to say? There was one. Yeah, there was one I was interested in. But anyway, did you know that Denver absorbs more than 5,000 pounds of goose droppings daily?
And I want to know how they
measure that.
How they figure that out?
Yeah. It's
really, they put a scale out there, all splattered up.
Yeah, the first, and I have no. I've never been to Denver. I have no idea. But the first comment says, not long after I moved to the area, I worked on a medical campus and lots of geese spent the winter on the lawns and ponds of the campus. I kept wondering when they would fly south for the winter, as we'd been taught as kids. Finally, it dawned on me that Denver is the south that they fly to. Oh, you've got, is that, you got a picture of Narwhal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
He's in Animal Stories, so we'll get to him.
He's got a tail.
I put him on my Facebook page yesterday.
On his forehead.
He got a little pupper,
Yeah.
He was a simple
more on that dog in a moment. So,
yeah, sorry, back to the goose and the poop.
Let's go back to poop. ASF, ASF, Noble's Canadian Goose.
Yeah. Probably a lot out there, too. Nobody's out there studying it, though. Yep. Did you know that humans can donate a protein in their blood? It's called albumin, like album and then I-N, albumin.
Now
albumin.
It's CDM.
Yeah. MP3M. Humans can donate that protein in their blood to dogs and cats. Albumin, if I'm saying it right, albumin, is necessary in blood to act like a sponge and keep the water content of blood in the arteries and veins.
Keep the water content of blood.
And so it's something that we as humans can donate to dogs and cats.
Oh. Yeah. I see. And it's probably, there's not probably any, you know, we can't donate blood, but we can.
No, but you donate that protein that is in your blood.
Interesting.
And then that gets to the dogs and the cats.
Wonder how they extract that.
I don't know. I'm very, very, this comes from PetMD.com, by the way. Coming from, an article in Wikipedia. A woman visited the gorilla enclosure at the Rotterdam Zoo on a near daily basis. And she would smile at the male, who was named Poquito, while she would stare at him. She was warned not to do this, but she kept doing it.
This is weird.
Claiming that Poquito smiled back and that they shared a bond.
Oh my gosh.
That was until one day that Poquito escaped, charged her, and nearly killed her.
Oh, this is going to be a Days of Our Lives episode. I can just feel it.
No. No babies or twins involved.
But, I mean, the weird fact that she was visiting her boyfriend, quote-unquote, Poquito.
No, not her boyfriend. The way she says, I go to the zoo almost every day with my husband, and we're always going to see Poquito. Uh-huh. I even have pictures and videos of him from Berlin when he was only 4 months old. He is and remains my darling. Now, what happened was the male gorilla bust out of its enclosure, went on a rampage, put her, I turn around there and nowhere to go. He gripped me, he sat on me with his full weight, and he began biting me. So it was bad. That was threatening.
Sounds a little more like...
No. There was no... This
sexual
was,
tension there?
This was this was an act of dominance. Oh. Smiling at the gorilla, baring her teeth at the gorilla, was was to him a sign of like a threat to.
Oh, okay.
My territory.
He read it wrong.
Oh, easily.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
Well, what would you expect from a gorilla? I mean, their capacitors are different than our Oblong da baguettes.
Okay. Right. That.
Obladi, oblada.
Did you know of a guy named Henry Gunther?
Gunther.
Yeah, Henry Gunther. He was an American private. believed to be the last soldier to die in World War I, dying at 10:59 a.m. on November 11th.
Oh, my God.
1918, 1 minute before the armistice ending the war went into effect.
Why? And this is the question that needs to be asked.
Why?
If the war, they know the war was going to end at 11 a.m., why were they shooting at 10:59? Just to get a few laughs.
I don't necessarily know that word traveled that fast.
That's it. In the Civil War, when Lee and Grant signed that agreement, the war went on for 2 more months. There was killing in Texas and
West Coast. Yeah, I've read that. Even in Alaska, there were Civil War issues with, but it was among people that had traveled there from both the North and the South.
There were battles.
7:22. We're going to pause for a moment. Check on traffic, and then come back with part two of today's Random Facts.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. Atlanta Highway in front of Dalrata Commons. Watch out there, plus Taylor Road at East Chase. We have accidents in both those locations. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Boulevard is heavy. We've got more and more cars hitting the highways on 85 and 65, the interstates into downtown Montgomery. That big push out of Prattville coming in a few minutes. Please drive carefully, buckle up, and let's be safe out there. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Part two of Random Facts coming up right now.
Mr. Sandman.
Joining us on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, how'd you sleep?
Oh, I slept great.
Great.
I do most nights. Some nights I don't, but most nights I do.
Mm-hmm.
But our Black Friday sale is starting already. And we've got our store closing set in Millbrook, and it's, you know, we've loaded with still lots of great products up there, but we've got a lot of new product at the Montgomery stores, and we're marking down everything. We want to sell a bunch of stuff this next week and a half. Finish up November with a strong push. So if you need a mattress, a headboard, a bed, pillows, got a bunch of just miscellaneous things, some beautiful furniture pieces. Come see us on the Atlanta Highway. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Our Serta's, our Beauty Vest, our Jameson Latex. We got a special buy on some Kingsdown twin and full mattresses. These are really, really nice mattresses. They're about 13 inches thick, foam encased. We've got foam and plush, which is not a real super soft. It's just kind of a cushy plush. The twin mats are $249. The full mats are $299. These are mattresses that you expect to pay $500 or $600 for. I've got 80 of them, so come see us on those. Headboards, beautiful headboards, and all sorts of nice things on sale. Black Friday sale. You don't have to wait after Thanksgiving. You can come right now. We'll make you deals. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. In Millbrook, we're 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side next to the Citgo station in that little shopping center. And we've got stuff you can take home with you today.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, 7:25. Random Facts returns in 60 seconds.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country. out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. Thank you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Boys and girls, we return to part two of Random Facts at 7:26.
Did you know that the second book ever printed in the English language was a book about chess?
The first is the Bible?
That's
the Gutenberg Bible was number one.
That's a good question.
I think I got the answer.
I think you did.
I'm pretty sure you did.
The book is references. I'm trying to find something that tells me, but I don't have anything from this article.
It was the Gutenberg Bible in collaboration with Martin Luther.
Yeah, first book ever printed in the English language. In English. Let me see what that is. Oh, wow. It is the... I can't even pronounce it right. The Reusel of the Histories of Troy?
Really? In Pike County?
All right, I'm sorry. I wasted a lot of time with that. Please move on.
It was first produced in 1473. The exact location of where the book printed is unknown. I'm trying to figure out what it was about. But yeah, anyway. Huh? Did you know the Japanese phrase kuchisabishi?
Kuchisabishi.
That translates to basically when you're not hungry, but you eat anyway because your mouth is lonely.
Oh.
I have a lonely mouth.
Who wants to keep my mouth company?
Cookie.
Those cookies do.
Cookie.
Somebody left cookies in here. And they're delicious. And I should stop eating them.
I don't see any cookies. Oh.
Yeah. That's not for you, Mr. Keto Man.
Yeah.
Let's move along, shall we?
Did you know the Royal Navy once saved 5 million pounds in training by having personnel shout, bang, instead of firing live rounds? I don't know how that... I mean, the training was obviously how they do the loading and everything else of the artillery and that sort of thing. But instead of firing it off, you just shout, bang, and okay, fine, do the next one.
It's also big with the Dollar General Army.
Did you know that on Remembrance Day in Nova Scotia, any business or services that are open must suspend all operations for 3 minutes starting at 10:59 a.m. on Remembrance Day?
Yeah, that's like your airport story from London.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, just everyone, it was the weirdest thing. You'd have thought it was some, you see it in movies sometimes, you know, when like the villain or whatever sends out a signal across everybody's cell phones and they turn into zombies or something, you know, where they just completely stop what they're doing. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. Everybody stopped.
A cinematic technique where everybody's motionless except one principal player.
Yeah. But in this, it was the airport and everyone stopped.
Kind of like, what were the commercials for the, when so-and-so was talking, everyone listens. What was that? The,
E.F. Hutton?
When E.F. Hutton talks.
Oh.
Remember, everybody stops.
Yeah.
Because it's a party, and everybody's talking. And E.F. Hutton said, and everybody stops.
You are correct, sir.
Okay.
Did you know in 1970, the song Rubber Ducky, as sung by Ernie, which, of course, is Jim Henson on Sesame Street, it peaked at number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah. It was a chart climber, like a lot of novelty songs for 2-3 weeks. It sold a bazillion copies. Everybody talked about it, and then it went away. Those burn out quickly.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that 63.5% of all Kickstarter campaigns fail?
Kickstarter campaigns?
For new ideas.
Oh.
You ever backed anything on Kickstarter?
No.
Okay. I backed a few projects. There's some really good things out there. And then there's some really bad things out there.
If they pan out, is that something that you can make money on?
No, you don't make any money off of it, but you get the product that you put money into.
Oh, I see.
You know, you're putting money into a product to be built and manufactured. Uh-huh. And when that's done, when you put that in, you're paying cheaper than what it'll be sold for after it's manufactured.
I got you.
You know, you get a little early bird special there. And finally, did you know, this happened in 2018, the lack of an Oxford comma cost a dairy company $5 million.
The lack of
an Oxford comma. They had a list of all these things that their employees were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And there was a comma passing every single one. But then when it got to the last two, they forgot the comma of, like, production or shipping of something. They forgot to put the comma after production and then or shipping. So the production or shipping or and shipping, whatever it was tied into one thing where whoever it was, the employees, the drivers, I can't remember, said, no, we don't do both of those. We only do one. And your lack of a comma there shows that they are together, not separate.
Wow.
They found a loophole, and it cost the company $5 million.
Ouch. All right, these guys are going to coagulate.
Hey. Like that soup's been doing in the fridge.
On a pop quiz question, we're at $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. Let me take a moment while they're cooking that up to suggest, with this cold weather causes, it's the leading cause of shrinkage. And it affects a lot of things, not just the pressure in your car tires, but your roof, for example, will contract a little bit, and that can open up cracks the next time it rains. And right now that looks not that far off. Based on what you see on the radar, you can have a leak develop. That's how it happens. Sometimes just a very heavy downpour or downdrafts of winds can push water into a place that normally would just roll past. But instead it goes down and in. You wind up with a hideous stain in your house. But your first worry is, I got to replace the whole roof. At that moment, that's when you need to call Jones Brothers to get that fixed. Because over 8 decades, they've treated people right. They've never suggested to replace a roof that didn't really need it. And on a couple of occasions, they've redone a roof to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. If you're going to invest in a new roof, invest it with people you can depend on for a 100% satisfactory outcome. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Going back to earlier in Random Facts, I'll give this to you word for word as Rich told me. No, I'm lost.
Oh, you're going for the number two, I see.
Literally. First random fact we ever heard. Denver absorbs how many pounds of goose droppings daily?
That was a daily number?
Daily number.
Oh, my God.
272-9228. If you're paying even somewhat close attention, you should be able to give us the answer to that one. 272-9228. We're standing by to give you $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet at 734.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have a couple accidents to tell you about. Atlanta Highway at Delrata Commons. We have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Taylor Road at East Chase causing a little bit of a backup there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a stalled vehicle at I-85 and Perry Hill. Watch out as you pass by there. Just use caution everywhere. We're very heavy on traffic right now all over. 65 and 85 are building heading into downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown. Very heavy. And the Boulevard, a lot of cars there as well. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, $10 free shopping food outlet on the line with our pop quiz question. And Dave, you got the first crack at it here.
5,000 pounds.
That is correct. Ain't that a bunch of...
And again, I would like to look deeper into that to find out how they calculate how much goose poop
All right, let me see.
Here's another load. Put it on the scale here.
Drop down Denver.
Here's one from the east side. Wait a minute.
Well, you got the number right, and that 5,000 pounds of goose poop now becomes a $10 food outlet gift certificate.
Oh, I remember this story. This comes from earlier. Hey, Dave, thank you.
Hold on.
I remember this story. This comes from earlier in the year. There was a big controversy about this because the city of Denver were bringing in people to kill the geese.
Oh, that's right.
They were going to kill them.
Yeah.
They capture and euthanize, and the meat was apparently donated to charity of some kind or something. I don't
geese
know.
Geese aside, yeah.
But yeah, I remember this. That's 35,000 pounds of poop a week, 140,000 pounds a month. It all ends up in our streams and waterways. And so they wanted to do something about it.
But as Billy Preston once said, that's the way God planned it.
He did say that.
You know, he invented the goose, and like every other creature on this planet, it has an excretory system. So where the goose goes, it's kind of a random thing.
But nothing from nothing leaves nothing, so I don't know.
Serena, good morning to you.
Well, good morning. I had the answer, but I was late.
All right, let me ask you one real quick question. Name the gorilla at the Rotterdam Zoo that attacked the woman. It had a kind of a cute little name. What was the name of it?
Bakota?
Well, that's close. Boquito.
Boquito, yes.
Boquito.
That's
Boquito.
Right, yes.
Very good.
I heard it.
You are a keen listener. Thank you very much.
Skinny's on the Boquito diet. Thank you for the call.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
Boquito diet.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
There's actually rain here in the river region right now, falling from the cloud, but maybe not hitting the ground. It's drying out in some of the drier air in the lower levels. The atmosphere will moisten up later, though. It's going to be kind of a dreary day. High temperature barely up to about 49. That's way below normal for this time of the year, with some spotty rain by midday and then becoming more concentrated later on, especially towards evening and tonight, as a little low-pressure area slides along the northern Gulf Coast and gives us a taste of this rain. Low tonight, 42. Then tomorrow could be some rain left over early. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day. Chilly again. High around 50 at best. Mid-30s tomorrow night. We will warm up a little bit over the weekend in that we get into the 60s with sunshine, 63 Saturday, and into the mid-60s, I think, on Sunday. Right now this morning, cloudy, northeast winds at 8. It's 42 degrees, 7:38. And Smokehouse Pit Barbecue will be opening its doors at 11 o'clock this morning.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, maybe exactly. Oh, boy, there's those pork butts. Let me tell you, not just lunch, maybe you're thinking about dinner tonight, because not only do they have incredible, legendary pork butts, which they cook, and you can have the pulled pork or the barbecued chicken, the ribs, the amazing ribs. The meat just about falls off the bone. And how about barbecued turkey as well? There are 6 different barbecue sauces. I've tried 4, which means I need to sneak back and try the other 2. And I also want to go and make sure I tried out the banana pudding and the key lime. The key lime pudding is supposed to be legendary, and I just couldn't bring myself to eat them that day, but people rave about them at Smokehouse Pit Barbecue on Main Street in Millbrook, 10 miles from downtown Montgomery, 10 miles from Maxwell Air Force Base. Try out the Brunswick stew. It's one of my favorites. Oh, how about the barbecue baked beans? They have an original award-winning recipe for that as well. Game day Saturday, 8 beers on tap, super cold at 30 degrees. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, Main Street in Millbrook. You know you want some.
We have a triple header coming up on animal stories today, including the story of Narwhal, the dog with a tail in his forehead.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart shares are rallying after its earnings for the summer quarter were better than expected. Its sales improved and it raised its expectations for the year. Though not every part of the report was stronger than expected, its e-commerce sales, online shopping, rose 41% with strong growth in online delivery. Retail analyst Aaron Sykes says Walmart is taking on Amazon and is making progress.
The fact that they already have shipping and warehousing and and stores distribution really laid out over Amazon is a huge win. Of course, Walmart needs to catch up in the tech game, but Amazon needs to catch up in all of those logistics.
Ford is taking orders for its new electric SUVs starting Sunday. It's the Mustang Mach-E. You need to pay a refundable deposit of $500. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai announced it will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. This is a $410 million expansion project that will create 200 new jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs in the area. Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a deadly fire in the 6300 block of Willow Glen Court. Officials say a 72-year-old man died after being taken to a UAB hospital. Investigators believe a propane-powered space heater was the cause of the fire. And Selma City officials say there are 6 candidates for police chief, and they hope to cut that number in half in the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you're in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie.
5033.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Atlanta Highway in front of Delray to Commons. That's the Publix right before Perry Hill Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Taylor Road at East Chase backed up a bit because of an accident right there. And we have a stalled vehicle at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. As you motor through there, watch out for it. Slow down and take it easy. Buckle up. We got heavy traffic everywhere on 8565 Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, downtown, 231 into Montgomery. Use caution, buckle up, and let's be safe out there. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. Simba, wake up. It's time for Animal Stories on News Talk 93.1 FM. See, premature. Our top story is narwhal.
Yay, narwhal.
Cute little doggy with a tail.
Golden retriever with a tail on its forehead. He looks like a unipup.
That's a good point. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's a special dog. So, narwhal for the tail's tusk-like location. Isn't that ironic?
Tusk-like location.
Yeah. The Missouri-based Rescue Service Max Mission found the pup wandering about in the freezing cold in Jackson. He had an injured paw, but more intriguing was the tusk-like protuberance between his eyes. Rescuers couldn't make heads or tails, pun intended, of the poor thing's appendage. So they took narwhal to the vet to find out the provenance of the unicorn dog's rare growth. Fortunately, x-rays revealed that the tail was not connected to anything, and it doesn't seem to bother him or slow him down. And I say, I'd adopt him with the tail. Why not? That dog's going to have 5 million houses.
What is the purpose of the tail on a dog? Is there a purpose?
Yes, to signal that it's happy.
Oh, there you go. Of course.
I can't think of a better reason, actually. Next up, we have news of a mischievous cat. What cat isn't devious? This one is named Quality. It's earned the internet fame for repeatedly breaking himself out of his enclosure in a Texas shelter. But when he escapes, he lets all the other cats out.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Friends for Life Animal Shelter in Houston posted about this little Houdini. Quilty will not be contained, and he has no shame, the organization wrote. Quilty loves to let cats out of the senior room repeatedly, several times a day. And our final story is about pigs.
I see that pig right in front of my face here.
Feral hogs destroyed $22,000 worth of cocaine.
Happy pigs.
Yeah. Of the Valpichiana Valley, where people were going about their regular business, but a pack of feral hogs invaded the premises and destroyed the entire stash of the Bolivian marching powder. You know about it, because those involved in distributing cocaine were, as just mentioned, wiretapped by the police. A local newspaper was the first to report the news. According to the paper, the murder of a 21-year-old Albanian in 2018 in a town in Italy led to the discovery of a network of coke salesmen. So the pigs came through and helped the
coked up pig.
Well, you know, they certainly have a ready-made inhaler for that stuff. Yeah.
They are supposedly mean, or can be really mean animals. Terrible.
They're hideous looking.
Yeah.
But regular pigs like Arnold Ziffel, they're pretty smart.
I forgot about Arnold.
I've heard that pigs...
Green Acres.
Are really, really...
are they smart?
Smart creatures, yeah. And that is your animal stories for today. Would you hand me my yellow folder, Jay? I would like to talk about food outlet for a minute.
There you go, sir. Is that your food outlet folder? What does the yellow folder mean? What does yellow mean?
Copy.
Okay.
I don't read.
What's blue mean?
That's the audio lists. And the fat red one is crap that I haven't gotten rid of yet.
That's fantastic.
Rosie made that system.
She did, and I'm glad.
By the way, let's see. Rosie sent me something on toilet paper. I mean, not a... A message on toilet paper. She says, if you have cats, you put the toilet paper on the bottom because cats can't resist batting the roll and making it spin into a big pile.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
So,
okay, that would be a reason to do it the other way.
I think they deserve that exemption. Otherwise, it's wrong.
Well, the other exemption is just don't have a cat.
Hey. How are those Kelly's Polish sausages this morning?
Excellente.
They're great.
Kelly's sells a 5-pack of Polish sausages that, in my opinion, and I'm qualified, having eaten as much of that stuff over the years as I have, it's the best out there. And they come in a package that kind of looks like hot dogs, but they're bigger. And, man, just grill them. Just get them a little charred all the way around, like they would if they were sitting on a wienerisserie, and they're so good. Sausage, all Kaneka sausage, from Cajun to regular smoked. You get a better price on that at Food Outlet than anywhere else. They want $5.99 a pound for that stuff. In the chains, it's $3.68. Kaneka, a full pound at Food Outlet. Sirloin tip roast in the meat department is $2.76 a pound. Pick up one of those, freeze it, and then get it ready for Thanksgiving. Also at Food Outlet, you'll save in every single department from fresh fruit and vegetables. Tomorrow we will be, what did I tell you we're doing? Oh, fried bologna.
Yeah, bologna tomorrow.
I got beef bologna for $1.08 a pound at Food Outlet. And do you want that on bread, gentlemen, or would you like that blackened with fried eggs?
I'm trying to stay away.
You can never go wrong putting an egg on something.
I'm trying to stay away from the bread, as you know.
I'll leave you a bun, Jane, so you have the bun option.
Thanks.
And I'll make you an egg.
Thank you.
This is what we do. You know, I picked up a package of 18 Surefine large eggs, $1.32. Might have even been lower than that. Cost plus 10 throughout the store. Save real money at Food Outlet's three locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, and also in Prattville on East Main.
My best text of the day, my favorite text of the day is what?
The Bailey Graham.
No. At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, the breakfast text.
The breakfast text.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Bailey Graham is your favorite Sunday text.
Yeah, Sunday text.
Yeah. I actually have ideas running into early next week, including steak. New York strips, $4.74 a pound. I can be a big shot.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh, isn't this good?
Uh-huh. The good news story today... Again, I didn't put it in animal stories because it really is more of a good statement about human behavior.
Okay.
There was a minor wreck on the Beltway in Houston on Sunday. Nobody was seriously hurt, but there was a dog in one of the cars that got loose and started running around. It ended up about a half a mile where the crash occurred. There were cars whizzing by it. Luckily, nobody hit it because 20 drivers stopped their cars, blocked traffic, until the dog was caught.
Oh.
And there's a number of videos on this situation on the YouTube. It had a slightly injured paw because when it ran into the median grass.
And probably in shock or scared.
Yeah.
Oh, paw.
Another driver noted that they didn't hear a single person honk or get annoyed. Everyone just wanted to help.
I love that.
The dog. Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah, that's good.
I remember my grandpa, the one I wrote about in Boom a couple of months ago. He was driving along in the road, and a car in front of him had a dog that was in the back seat and either saw something, just decided to jump out the window. And the car owner drove off. Grandpa got the dog. Grandpa was a farmer for a part of his life, so he knew how to handle animals. And eventually the driver realized, oh, where's the dog? Came back, and Grandpa was still there, standing by the dog, holding onto it, and he got a $50 reward. You didn't want to take it, but the guy says, no, I would have, if it hadn't been for you, God knows what would have happened to my animal.
Didn't we have a listener who found a wounded bird up there on the Northern Bypass one day?
Yeah, remember that, yeah.
And then our listeners helped, and that bird got to the vet?
One of the more impressive ones, who's our buddy in Prattville? Alice.
Yeah.
Alice Floyd called and told us about a dog. She had found a dog and puppies, and it was freezing cold. Mm-hmm. It was out on the west side near Maxwell. And we had like 18 listeners there.
Did volunteer.
5 minutes. Yeah, I mentioned it on the air. Please help, Alice. Yeah. That's the kind of audience we got. That's why we love you. You are amazing.
We've reunited a lot of dogs with their
owners.
That
too. Yeah. That may be the best use of social media, in my opinion, is to get owners and their pets reconnected.
Yep. Agreed.
It is 7:57 on this Talk 93.1 FM. We will have a conundrum next hour, and it's about something that causes you to eat more calories than you might want to do. As we get ready for Fox News in 2.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. About our busiest time of the morning right now. We're seeing the slowdown on I-65 southbound at 143 headed into Montgomery. I-85 is pretty busy all the way into downtown. A little bit of a slowdown near the Eastern Boulevard. East South Boulevard, South Boulevard, very busy right now. Norman Bridge into downtown. Heavy traffic there, as well as Federal Drive at Atlanta Highway. And on to Madison into downtown. We're seeing backups on 231. At the River Bridge, Rifle Range Road, and Jasmine Hill. Drive carefully this morning. We have no accidents to tell you about, but very heavy traffic everywhere. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun?